Welcome to Cleveland Clinic Cardiac Consult, brought to you by the Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute at Cleveland Clinic.
It was certainly a fun meeting for us. This was the second ACC meeting in a row where we had the lead-off trial. Last year was Malin Desai. This year was our CLEAR Outcomes trial. Basically, what we did is we took patients with very well-documented statin intolerance, primary or secondary prevention, LDL above 100, randomized them to bempedoic acid or placebo. It was event-driven for 1,620 primary events in four-component MACE and 810 or more events for three-component MACE in at least 24 months of follow-up. Primary endpoint was four-component MACE, and then we hierarchically tested a series of endpoints. That way we could preserve study-wise alpha, and we could keep going until we reached one with a negative, with a non-significant p-value. This is now the contemporary approach, and it turns out we actually got the order here right, as I will show you. One of the things that happened when we presented this is that we showed the baseline characteristics, and something almost never happens. The audience broke out into a spontaneous applause when we mentioned that we had 48% women in the trial, which got a lot of attention. 30% high-risk primary prevention, 70% secondary prevention, and almost half with diabetes. This drug has modest effects on LDL and CRP. LDL was reduced about 22%. And CRP about 22% at 6 months, which is where we said in the SAP we would measure. Here's what happened. Four-component MACE hazard ratio was 0.87, highly significant, with a good absolute risk reduction and an NNT of 63. Surprisingly, perhaps three-component MACE was stronger with a hazard ratio of 0.85. I would point out this is exactly the same hazard ratio that the PCSK9 inhibitors, both of their trials had, which a lot of people forget about. Then fatal and non-fatal MI, that was the big effect. Hazard ratio is 0.77, really quite good, a 23% reduction, and coronary revascularization that included PCI and bypass surgery was reduced 19%. Also, please notice in all the KM curves, separation occurs within the first year. It takes lipid-lowering therapy a little while, but the separation does occur relatively early. No effect on cardiovascular death or all-cause mortality. None of the trials over the last 15 years of LDL-lowering therapies have shown an effect on mortality. We're really good at keeping people with MIs from dying, although they do, of course, later on in life have disability and eventually mortality. There were adverse events, but they were not more common in the bempedoic acid group than the placebo group. And to understand this, is this drug is a prodrug. And so when administered, it's inactive, but then it gets taken up by the liver, activated, and then it works in the same pathway as HMG-CoA reductase, but upstream. So it doesn't really have effects in peripheral tissue, and we didn't see it. People tolerated the drug very well. There's about a 1% absolute increase in gout and about a 1% absolute increase in cholelithiasis. So we concluded primarily that four-component MACE reduced 13%, three-component MACE, 15%, MI, 23%, and coronary revascularization, 19%. So bottom line, statin intolerant patients, this is a designer drug designed not to have effects in peripheral tissues, only in the liver. It lowered LDL modestly and had quite a good effect on outcomes.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/cardiacconsultpodcast.